This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert is part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. You can watch the Flaming Lips perform these songs on NPR.org or the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
That was pretty exciting. I want to say, I have to do a little speech here real quick. You've got to get out of the frame, sorry. Yeah, if you can. Yeah, can you do those as well? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was better, yeah. Sorry, Blake. Yeah, we're just going to go, yeah. Thank you for having us on this this great, great show, the Tiny Desk Show. I wanted to let Bob know that, you know, the one thing that you stipulated what we must have is the tiny desk, and I wanted to make sure that you knew that desk, it's a table, but we're calling it a desk. That desk that Stephen's big keyboard is on, and that Jake is just underneath, that's where the tiny desk is. It's right there. So we were very glad to live up to all of your requests, and there it is. Thank you. And this is one of those shows that, you know, we love this show anyway, and we are always watching and listening, and now we're on it. So what a great surprise, what a great thing. Thank you so much for having us. I don't want to talk too long because we're in these bubbles and people will start to worry about our oxygen levels, but I think we're all fine, right? Is everybody fine? All right. I
think so.
Well, yeah, Stephen, I'm going to introduce everybody real quick. I'm Wayne, everybody, and right over here that's Stephen.
Hi, hello.
Hello, Stephen. And that's just Jake there. Hello, Jake.
There's Jake.
Over here, this is Derek.
Hello, hello.
Behind him is Michael, and the two guys, the two percussion guys in the back with green hair. That's Matt. Hello, Matt.
Woo.
That's Nick right there. So, yes, I think we're all big fans of your marvelous show, and thank you so much for having us be on it. So now we get to do another song. Is this God and the Policeman? Is that the song?
God and the Policeman?
Is that right? There you go. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Policemen are watching over me. They both know what I have done. If God and the policemen are watching over you, they both know.
Nice. I forget that you're doing that singing on there, Stephen, on our recording that we have. Casey Musgraves is the singer on some of the recordings you'll hear, and it's wonderful. But Stephen, you do a great Casey Musgraves type of voice. Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying something nice.
Yeah.
But I can't hear anything you're saying.
Okay.
So.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
yes.
I think the next song we picked because. This song, I think, has it feels like isolation. It feels a little bit like dread. I think this is a song that I wrote some of the lyrics when I was actually depressed. I've only been depressed really just one major time, one other not so major time, so I think it was appropriate for this sort of quarantine time. At the time when we were making this, it seemed like there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that it may not be going on forever. So let's hope that that's true by time where you're hearing this. So here we go. It's a song that was out in 2012. I think it's called Be Free.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tiny Desk. Thank you for letting us be on your great, great program. I hope you have a million more of them. It's so wonderful. Take care, everybody. Be healthy. Be happy. We're the Flaming Lips, and here we are. All right. Bye. Okay. Cool.
In this country, more than 2 local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.